George Soros linked group behind public harassment of Kyrsten Sinema. By John Binder on October 4, 2021. The Open Borders group behind last weekend's harassment of Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, at Arizona State University, ASU, is linked to left-wing billionaire George Soros, a vital donor to the Democrat Party. On Saturday, Sinema was hounded and followed by illegal alien activists with the group Living United for Change in Arizona, LUCHA, demanding amnesty for the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States. LUCHA is listed as a partner of the Center for Popular Democracy, which is funded to the sum of millions of dollars every year by Soros's Open Society Foundation. In 2019, alone, the LUCHA-tied Center for Popular Democracy was granted nearly $2.3 million from Soros's Open Society Foundation. In 2018, the Soros organization spent more than $2.1 million on grants funding projects for the Center for Popular Democracy. Senate Democrats have twice sought to slip an amnesty for illegal aliens into their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package. The Senate parliamentarian has rejected both of their amnesty plans, though they are seeking out a third and fourth option. Sinema has repeatedly said she opposes a $3.5 trillion budget. Such harassment-style activism is not uncommon for Soros-linked groups, especially those who advocate for open borders, amnesty, and mass legal immigration. In 2018, for instance, one of the Center for Popular Democracy's executives followed then-Senator Jeff Flake, Arroz, into an elevator. Also in 2018, the Soros-linked open borders group United We Dream staged a mock funeral in the U.S. Senate building to demand amnesty for illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.